This is the Afternoon Drive Show.
You're listening to Drive 3 to 6 on Impact 103, and it's so good to be with you today. Today we're getting into a conversation that I think is very important. It's a conversation that affects all of us. It's a conversation that the reality of this conversation is something that every single one of us will face in some point, form or another. And it's important that we then go, how do we then learn and do better when it comes to facing this particular crossroad? And it's a conversation of relational healing. How do we grow? How do we face on the hurts you've experienced in relationships? How do we then come to a place where we say we want to heal from the hurts that we've experienced in previous relationships, romantic relationships, relationships at work, with friends, with colleagues, parent to child, child to parent, our children among their friends? How do we teach them to be able to, to learn the idea that their friend Mark is going to let them down? And how do they get to a place where they're saying they heal and they're able to make new friends? And this is a conversation we're having this afternoon. And joining me in studio is Taryn Nunn, who is a part of the Vita Nova Counseling Center. And she's going to navigate this conversation with us to help us, to empower us and give us the tools that we need, that when we find ourselves facing and encountering this moment, we know exactly what to do, because the reality is we will face it. Taryn, it's great to have you. Welcome to Drive 3 to 6.
Thank you, Jose, for having me.
Taryn,
so glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here to help us unpack a conversation that I think we sometimes underestimate just how real this is and how present this is in our lives. But before we start speaking, I was asking the Impact 103 listeners just in terms of how they navigated overcoming relational healing. And there's a voice note I'd love to play for you.
I can just speak from where I am just my own experience with things. But I've been divorced, so just on forgiving people, it has just been, you have to come to a place to be where you are brutally honest with yourself, and brutally honest with God. Because you have to acknowledge the pain, you have to acknowledge the anger, you have to acknowledge all the your part that you played. And only then, that's from personal experience.
Taryn, I mean, a lot of us, we listen to this voice note and it's like there's something in us that moves because she's speaking about things that no one ever imagines they will go through when you think about divorce. It's not something that you anticipate that you'll experience. Are the effects of relationship hurts really that hectic that it spills into every area of our life? Let's maybe start there.
Okay. So I think there definitely are effects. But I think it also depends on what kind of relationship we're talking about. Marriage, long-term relationship, friendships. You said relationships with colleagues as well. So if we think about the relationship in which context, yes, there is. She mentioned earlier on that post-divorce. Mm. You don't get married to get divorced, right? So you got to grieve. So you have to grieve in every relationship. And I think it's important that if we do, and we acknowledge where we are at, it's easy for you to move forward from there. Mm. Brutal honesty. Yeah, I played a part. What part did I play?
Sure.
When we understand that part that we played, it also then becomes easier as well. Yeah. Another effect is rejection. I mean, we heard from the rejection that we face, mm-hmm. or the relationship ending. We also feel abandoned as well. Mm. You know, so those are some of the effects when a relationship does end.
I think what you're saying is so true in terms of the being honest. I think a lot of us, and facing it, it's easy to go, well, you know what? Good riddance. You don't know what you're missing out on. And we have this whole sass that we have around it. But the reality is that it's indicating something deeper that's happening. Mm. And now we start this conversation and we're listening to a voice note, someone speaking about divorce. Does this same, these effects carry through when it comes to family and relationships and church and friends? Does it carry through that way over there as well? Or is it just limited to romantic relationships?
I don't necessarily think it's just limited to romantic relationships. I mean, like I said earlier, any relationship that you go into, I mean, you're investing your time, you're investing your effort in that person as well, right? So you don't want to feel like, I mean, you've been let down. when the relationship ends. You feel abandoned. You're also confused. Why did this happen? I need some understanding. But I think what happens is that when you, it's unavoidable that sometimes relationships do end.
Yeah.
But if you are honest with yourself, did I play a part? If I acknowledge the part that I played, do I understand why the relationship ended? Then it's easy to move forward.
It's very true what you're saying. The confused part is very hard. I'm imagining, you know, let's take it for the parent and a child relationship. You've got this picture that you're supposed to be my one in all. You know, you were there from birth, and how is it that in certain seasons and moments of my life, I can feel this drifting away? I can imagine the confusion among friends. We've been friends from childhood, and why are things changing? Because you're married, or because I've moved out of town and I've now making more money than any of us. That confusion state, I think, is a lot of places that people find themselves in. But let's maybe double click into the what will happen. What are some of the ways that not healing from those previous relationships will affect us now? Because like I was saying, it's easy for me to go, you know what, it's fine. I'm going to block you. I'm going to get you out of my life. Unfollow you on social media. Block you. No one ever talks about you. The family knows. Even if they see you out wherever, we're all beefing with you. But there must be an effect of some sort that I carry from not healing from it.
Yeah. I mean, we all carry some kind of baggage, right? But let's talk about emotional baggage. If you don't deal with it, what happens? You'll bleed on somebody that never cut you.
Sure.
And is it fair? No. It's not fair, because I mean, this person is just also wanting to probably do right by you. So why do you want to bleed on somebody who hasn't cut you?
Do you find that's what happens with people sometimes in, let's say, work conditions, where because of a previous toxic work environment, they get into a new workspace, and the moment they're like, listen, we need you to, they're like, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, sold it, and I'm fine, thank you. That they're already kind of like ready to react.
Yeah. So the guards go up. Everybody is the same. Because that person hurt me, everybody is like them. So I'm not going to trust. I'm not going to go for it. I'm going to just stay in my box. I'm going to have this defense mechanism up, and I'm going to be like, you do what you need to do. I'm going to do what I need to do to survive. Yeah. Yeah.
But Taryn, that can almost feel like I'm protecting myself.
Definitely.
Because right? I could feel like, for my own peace of mind, you stay there, I stay here.
Yes. Definitely is a defense mechanism.
Is it easy for people to spot it? Because I think in the name of protecting myself, it's easy for me to go, you know what, for my own peace of mind, I'm not going to deal with this. And my head goes, I'm doing the right decision for me. Meanwhile, I could possibly be sitting with all this hurt and this anger and this hardened heart. Is it easy for people to recognize this?
Not always. Not always. I think sometimes we put placed in situations where we are triggered.
Yeah.
And I think when we are triggered, that's when it's most noticeable.
Yeah. At which point should one then pay attention? Like, is there a stage where it's a point where you should go, you know what, I've actually noticed that something is not right. Let's pretend a scenario of someone who's been going on dates, and after they lost long relationship, now it feels like, my goodness, none of the dates work. They're all just the same. Joburg boys, they're horrible. Or someone who's been in a friendship relationship. It's like, you know what, friends are never good for you. My mom always said to me, just be careful of your friends. And now I know, I don't have any friends, I've just got acquaintances. Is there a moment that in this dialogue that someone should watch out and go, wait. I think there might be something going on a little bit deeper than what I see at the surface.
Yeah, very true, very true. So let's take it in the context of the romantic relationship. Whenever I feel like I am putting myself out there and I'm feeling rejected and things are just not working out for me, I'm going on dates, I don't see it, it's just not. Then you know it's not well with me, right? Yeah. So I like to tie it back to, you will always be enough for the heart that's meant to love you. Okay, so somebody who is meant to love you, and in the right, in the context of God, it's different. Yeah. Everything hits different. The way they are around you, the way they breathe around you, the way they speak around you, you know. And those are the kind of things that you need to be thinking about. This person that is meant for me, Is he doing right by me? Is she doing right by me? Do I see them in the image of God?
How does that look like then if I'm the person they meet who's been hurt? So now, hypothetically, I meet you. You've been through traumatic experiences in past relationships, friendship, family, romantic, whatever it is. And I'm now the next person. What are some of the things I can do to help create that space for you? Because I think sometimes we then meet those people and they've got these walls higher than any other prison in the wall of China. But to create an environment that says, hey, it's okay. You can be comfortable to bring those down.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a hard conversation that needs to be had, but an honest one. And I think if we can communicate honestly with each other about our intentions, it's easy to spot a person with pure intentions. Come on now. You know what I mean? So I think if we have hard and honest conversations, and obviously we have to be open and willing to hear this person out and be like, you know, I hear you. I see what you're saying. I understand. I'm with you. Do you know what I mean? It's nice to have somebody come before you and be like, let me hold your hand. It's okay. I've been where you're at. So I'm going to show you how I also went through my own things. I'm sorry that you went through what you went through, you know. And it's nice when you have an empathetic somebody as well.
Let's talk to the parents quickly before we bring it to practical steps. This, unfortunately, is not limited to adults. You see that moment, your child runs up to you crying, saying, whoever is not my friend. How do we create I don't even know if it's a culture or grow in them this posture that says, my heart is to know that some friends will walk away and some friends will come, and that they shouldn't then say, harden their hearts and no longer want friends and I only have one friend and that's it. How does a parent then create that space with their child?
I think it's important to have these kind of conversations with our kids. I mean, from small right up until they're older. You know, our children at any time in their lives can experience hurt, like you've mentioned. So I think it's important that we teach them how to show grace. We've all been raised in different cultures, in different homes, so friendships, you know, we deal with each other differently. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that we need to model what we want to express to them. If you're going to preach forgiveness, be the forgiveness. If you're going to preach love, show them the love. Everything comes from us. If they don't see us doing it, of course they're not going to do it outside of our homes, right? So that's the other thing. One more thing that we can do is remind them that they are made in the image of God, and that other people's words and actions should not, it's not the opinion of who they are. And that's how they can show other people, you know, grace.
It's always so hard with parents, because it's always like, if you want to do it, you have to be doing it yourself. If you want to see your child become it, you have to be living it yourself. And it's just this, I don't know, it's like this hard place that they find themselves in of, my goodness, this means I need to live it myself.
Absolutely.
Taryn, before we wrap up our time together, there's someone listening to this conversation and they're going, if only you knew what I've been through. If only you know about the hurt. If only you know what I've been called. If only you know how I've been physically hurt and abused. If only you know how they sabotaged me, how they stole my money, how they stole my business, how they broke my family, how they broke my trust, how they violated me, and so many different things. And I hear what you're saying, and I want to be able to find that healing. I just don't know where to start. What are some practical steps they can take today to help them in this process of healing?
I think it's important to understand, okay, what context are we talking? So I'm just going to be general about it. So for me, I think that in order to start healing, I've got to be honest. I am hurt. I'm not in a good space. I need something more.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first thing. The second thing is to don't either jump into another relationship immediately, whether it be with a romantic relationship, friend, colleague, you know, business deals. Something else, don't isolate. Go and spend your time with like-minded people, people who will cheer you up, family, friends. Be surrounded by people who will love you, who will be able to sit with you in your pain, help you understand it, and also help you move forward. from there.
I love the first point that you're saying, you know, having to be honest with yourself that that is what is happening in your life, and not just rush and pretend it's not going on, but actually face it and realize that's where you are. It's Taryn, for people that are listening right now that love to get in touch with you and they're just like, my goodness, Taryn, I don't even know where to start. I just need to pour it out on your plate and maybe you can help me navigate it. Where can they reach you?
So they can go to the website. It's www.vitanova.co.za. We have a variety of counselors on hand to assist.
Yeah.
They can just book a session with one of them. And yeah, we're standing by.
Awesome. Taryn, thank you. Thank you for helping us in a conversation that is often very difficult, but we all will probably face at some point in our lives.
Thank you so much for having me, Jose.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.